crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We'll continue on our baseball season wrap-ups today. We have more coming out of the high school realm. We're going to talk Emory High School athletics. The Spartans put together a pretty solid baseball season. Had an opportunity for a Region 12 championship late in the season. And then made a pretty decent run throughout the one-loss bracket. Joining us right now to talk about that more, we have manager Rob Smith in the studio. Coach, pleasure to get you back in today. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jordan.
Yeah, always look forward to it, Coach. We'll start by talking about the way the state tournament went. We talked to you after the first set of games. So a win over Morgan, it was highly impressive. And then you guys had Juab on the ropes, and they pull away late, pick up a two-run win, drops you down to the one-loss bracket. And, Coach, it's never an easy place to go.
Yeah, definitely. It's a tough place to play. In the one-loss bracket, you got to have pitching. You got to hit the ball well. You got to compete game in and game out. It's a lot of games in a short period of time.
That first game against North San Pete, you guys win 12-11. And that's really kind of the game that I would anticipate in the one-loss bracket, right? Because sometimes coaches are saving pitching. You're looking at pitching a little bit different. You guys did hit the ball well. You scored 12 runs.
Right. The game got out of hand. It was a 10-3 start of the top of the seventh inning. Couple mistakes, and it's all of a sudden we're losing, have to come back and walk it off. That was frustrating. Game should have been over right then, before they scored a run. But that's kind of been the moral of the story all year, is make the easy plays we need to.
I mean, you just mentioned the word frustrating. I'm sure for a manager it's frustrating. Was it frustrating for the kids to know that they were this close to ending games throughout the entire year?
Yeah, and that's one thing we talked about as a team. Go play a full game. Go finish a game. Don't relax once you get two outs. I mean, you look at the Richfield games. We had Richfield twice on the ropes, if not ahead, and just didn't finish the game. The Juab game, we played great defense. The ball didn't bounce our way with that game, but at the same time, we're right there.
So you guys beat North San Pete, Coach. You got to move on and face Carbon, who ends up going all the way to the state championship game. You guys split the season series 1-1. How confident were you going into this game against Carbon, knowing that the last time you saw the Dinos, you beat them?
Carbon is a great baseball team. I knew it was going to be tough. They pitch well, they hit well, they play good defense. We saw it. They gave Grantsville a run for their money. I think they were a little dead in that third game on a Saturday in 85 degrees on turf. I think they ran out of gas. I think Carbon, one of the best teams in the state, if not the best. They're a great team. That's all I can say. You got to put the ball in play. The Fault kid threw awesome against us. Shut us down. We didn't hit. And that was the difference in the game.
When the season comes to an end, Coach, you did have a lot of seniors, a lot of kids that played key roles on this year's team. And we'll talk about the senior class in just a moment. But when the season comes to an end, what do you tell those kids who are never going to suit up for Emory High School again?
And that one thing I said to them is remember the life lessons you learn from baseball. Anything that happened in baseball, you can relate it back to life and how you dealt with it in baseball. And how you deal with it in life. And that's the biggest thing about baseball, and that's why I love baseball so much, is it relates to life.
I'm sure the senior class probably holds a special place for you. You basically have seen these kids come all the way through the high school program, right? And that's what coaches, they build for. You want to take that first freshman group, you want to see them all the way through. You got to see that with this
team. Yeah, and they're great kids. I had six of them. They were there the whole way. Great kids. I couldn't say enough about them. Their character, their work ethic. The day in and day out, they worked hard.
Let's talk about some of the kids that are moving on. Some of the kids got recognized for all Region 12. I think this is a great place to start. When we talk about Jax Madsen, who really just does the little things to you. When you look at his statistics from the overall season, it's nothing that's eye-popping, but if you pay attention throughout the entire year, Jax does the little things for you guys, both in the field and at the plate.
Yeah, offensively, he's our leadoff hitter. I think he struck out twice all year. Always put the ball in play, gave us a chance to get on. Would take a walk if he needed to. But, I mean, he always gave us a chance to have the leadoff guy on base. And that's what you asked for. Defensively, he was locked down in the outfield.
Luke Stilson's another one that gets an all-region recognition, and I'm sure there's going to be some all-state recognition for Luke as well. He put together a fantastic senior season.
Yeah, and I mean, Luke's been, he's been playing varsity the last 3 years, you know, with the short season we had last year. He's got a great swing, puts the ball in play, plays great defense, pitches well. He's a true leader on and off the field.
There were a couple of times this year you had mentioned his individual performances on the mound, and sometimes it doesn't always show, again, if you're just looking at box scores, but you're able to see the control, the command, and the way he was able to pretty much handle games. And he was solid for you guys on the mound all year.
Yeah, he was. There's a few games I can think back. He threw really well against Manti in our tournament, shut Manti out. Manti made a run in the state tournament as well. And Luke shut him out.
A junior that got all region recognition is Jace Mangum. And I don't know that you and I have really talked a whole lot about Jace. We've seen him on the football field. We saw him on the basketball court. But he did do some great things on the baseball diamond this year, too.
Yeah, he's, I mean, not offensively, he hit the ball well. He's our cleanup spot. Had a lot of RBIs, put the ball in play. You know, and that's one thing with high school baseball is put the ball in play and give yourself a chance to score runs.
Again, our guest right now is manager Rob Smith of the Emory High School baseball team. So, Coach, you talked about the seniors a little bit, some of the other kids that are going to be moving on. Now, Riggs Griffin's another senior we haven't talked about yet. So when you look at the senior group, do you feel that they have done enough to set up your sophomores and your juniors next season for success? I mean, I would assume that's ultimately what you have to look at with the senior class.
Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, the seniors, they are great examples on work ethic, good leaders that way. The freshmen, sophomores see that. They did practice with us every once in a while, and they pushed each other, and that's what you want to see. That's what helps build a program. So hopefully we can keep improving over this summer and go from there. And hopefully those younger kids will step up and replace those seniors. I mean, they got shoes to fill, and that's what we hope for, is that they have the drive to fill those shoes.
So looking at the freshman, sophomore, junior class, soon to be your sophomore, junior, senior class, how comfortable do you feel moving into next season?
I feel we're going to be competitive again. We do lose some offense, but hopefully there will be some kids that step up and can replace those kids.
Do you like your freshman group coming in?
Don't know much about the freshman group coming in, but yeah, from what I've heard, there's a few of them, actually quite a few of them, and so, you know, the more kids that play, the better, and that's kind of where Emory's been down. Like, had three seniors last year, for another year, you know, it's good to have a bigger group coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. From a leadership standpoint alone. Coach, I mentioned that you guys had a chance to win a Region 12 championship late in the season. When we started the year, that's pretty much all you could ask for, right? An opportunity. I know there were some close games with Richfield. Very easily could have won both of those games. And then you did earn a split with Carbon. A region championship was right there.
Yeah, I mean, we play clean games in the four losses that we did have in region, and we could have very easily come out undefeated.
Yeah, or at least earned a split of the title.
Or split of the title, for sure. I mean, you look back at the first Carbon game, they 10-runned us. We had four errors that cost us all those runs. So it's the moral of the story is play clean baseball.
You've been preaching that all year long.
Yeah.
Coach, going into next season, I know the region's going to look a little bit different. You'll have a lengthy road trip. You get Canyon View in the region next year. Do you like the makeup of it, knowing what we know this year, looking ahead to next season?
Yeah, I mean, it's you lose the trip to Blanding. I think the trip to Canyon View might be a little easier. But it's still a road trip. It's still a nice drive. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, the region's still going to be tough. You see our region year in and year out competes. So
yeah, Coach, what's the off season hold
We're looking to do some tournaments, play some games. We're looking at doing weekly workouts, you know, just honing up the skills, the fundamentals, trying to, you know, build the program, see what kind of pitching we have coming up, and just developing kids.
I know the summer is so crucial for a baseball program. Not a lot you can do once fall hits. Not a lot you can do in the winter. There's not a lot you can do in the spring, early spring. And so you guys probably put a lot of emphasis, I would assume, moving forward on the summers.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that's kind of been the tough thing with where we're at is, you know, most of our athletes, most of our baseball players play football, basketball, and they're doing camps and workouts every day almost during the summer, and that's where it gets hard is trying to fit some baseball games in there too. So,
well, Coach, it's been fun to follow the team throughout the year. I always appreciate you making out the time throughout the week, be it over the phone or stopping into the studio. Fun to cover the team, fun to follow them. Thank you, and congratulations on another season.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. Right after this, we'll flip over and talk NBA basketball. We're one day away from finding out who the Utah Jazz will face in the opening round. Last night, we had a thriller. Lakers-Warriors. L.A. clinches the seventh spot. Should Phoenix be concerned? We'll talk about that next when we return.